are back for the April 14th edition of the Chamber's Insight into the Economic Impact of the Coronavirus. And joining me, as usual, is Chris Steinecker, President and CEO of the St. Petersburg Chamber. Welcome, sir. Good to see you.
Great to see you, Joe. Looks like that beard is really getting in thick there, buddy. I mean, that is a thick mane, I would say.
If I'm quiet, I actually hear some sounds coming from it. It's the only thing I'm trying to figure out what it is.
You know, mine just like the top of my head just keep falling out. They don't even grow like that. So I don't know what, I might have mange or something like that. Is that a thing?
How's the scratching? Sorry.
Not as bad as it used to be. So anyway, let's get started. Joe, thanks for the catalyst, for what you're doing. I think, you know, this week has become that week of, we are still working on relief efforts, still trying to get food to people, still trying to get paychecks to people, still trying to get people those applications. In fact, I just heard, I was on another call this morning, our Fighting Chance initiative that our city has administered and put money on the streets. I think we have over 800 applications in from our businesses, and I think we have over 1,500 from those employees of those businesses. So we had a great, tremendous response for that. If you still haven't put in those applications yet to get some resources during this relief effort, please do so before that money runs out. You're going to be hearing in the future, Joe, we're going to be bringing conversations about putting more money in the Fighting Chance Fund by raising some dollars because it's not going to go far enough. But yesterday, you know, I thought we hit on something that I want to keep exploring, which is, okay, we are talking relief. We're going to talk relief. It's not safe to go out yet, but we are starting to figure out what reopen means. We also are starting to say who is actually doing work right now. So I thought we were booming with development prior to this. And while there's still some going on, I want to learn more about it. So I thought I'd bring in my buddy Dustin from the D'Annunzio Group to help us understand a little bit about how St. Pete's going to develop in the future.
Welcome, Dustin.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
Welcome, Dustin. We appreciate it. You know, I was telling Joe yesterday, we started talking with some folks who were talking about our future. We were talking to the seed funders about just, they're actually seeing some deals that they're funding right now to make sure that businesses are still growing. You're sure. In the development world. I'd love to talk to you about just how that's going. But before we get started, just introduce yourself to the Catalyst world.
I'm Dustin D'Annunzio. My group is the D'Annunzio Group. And I'm a real estate developer. I do mixed use projects, mainly in the greater Boston market and in the greater St. Pete, kind of a Tampa Clearwater market.
Great. And it looks like you are hunkered down at home as well.
Yes, I am. Luckily, well, thankfully, I got out of Boston. No offense if anybody's listening up there, but if I'm going to ride out the apocalypse, I'm going to try and do it in the sunshine. So,
right on. Well, we're glad you're back home safe and sound with us. So,
thank you.
I'd love to actually talk to you a little bit about the comparison of both. I'm sure you have people in both markets. Just before we get into the actual development world, any different vibration coming from the Boston market as it is from the St. Pete market?
I think whenever, you know, psychologically, whenever you're in a little bit tougher weather and you have lockdown and things like that, I think there's a little more gloom and doom in the atmosphere. And I think my brother and my sister-in-law live in New York City, right in downtown New York City, and they're both working from home. And, you know, all you hear is sirens outside. And it's, I think it's a much different outlook than if you're fortunate enough to be down in this area of the country and able to go out and stretch out a little bit because, you know, the weather's pretty awesome. So.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes for those of us who only have one office in one location and don't get out much, you know, we're spoiled by that notion that while this is really bad and there are people suffering today, boy, the environment makes it a little easier every day. And thank you for reminding us of that. So, tell people a little bit about the D'Annunzio Group. What kind of projects do you normally do?
So the D'Annunzio Group, we do, generally right now we're focused on mixed use projects, which for people that don't know, you know, there's generally multiple components, from retail to residential to, hotel, and generally all of our projects are anchored, by a hotel use, generally a Marriott or Hilton product. And that's, you know, we're looking to do that in St. Pete. We've done it down here in Clearwater, and, we have one that's, about to break ground in Madeira Beach as well.
Great. So let's talk about that. So it sounds, so there alone, just by your words, sounds like some optimism. You were going to do something pretty special for a block in St. Pete. Can you tell people a little bit about that project and just describe it first, then we'll talk about how you move forward with it?
Well, we have two properties in St. Pete that we've focused on over the last couple years. And, you know, I'm just a big fan of St. Pete versus some other cities that are pretty big with development right now. And the one you're referring to is on First Avenue. It's First Ave and Fifth Street. And we purchased the lot across from Christ United Methodist Church. We purchased it from the church, and they were absolutely fantastic to work with through the process. And then we also entered into an agreement, as you both know, with the city to fund some of the public parking that's going to be there. And then that will also allow us to have the church use some of that parking on Sundays for their services. So it was really, it was a neat partnership, because very rarely do you ever get a deal, for lack of a better word, where everybody comes out kind of getting what they wanted and they're happy about it. And to that end, the property we're doing is we kind of look at it as a city within a city, because we're looking to do retail, parking, office space, a hotel, and then residential micro units above that. So it's one of the first of its type down in this area. You know, it's a model that's around the world in other big cities. And I think this is going to be a pretty cool project for the city of St. Pete.
Wow. So the first part of this story is, I guess, the folks at the church, man, they closed the deal at the right time, huh? Was that not divine for them or what, that they cashed out prior to this, huh?
So. Well, they did. And it was a long time coming. And frankly, I think it was, you know, aside from the market blip, if you want to call it that right now, I think it was very important for them and the stability of their operation there. And so I'm very thankful that for them that everything came together when it did, and for us, because, you know, the market's, you know, it's funky right now, but the couple properties that we have in St. Pete, we're extremely bullish on. And you know, and the city of St. Pete and its governance and everything like that is just so supportive. I can't foresee a scenario where St. Pete doesn't come out of this in a lot better position than most other cities.
Great. So does it delay you guys? It's substantially, materially, or like how do you guys see a project like that? Are you still keeping your timeframes? You know, how does it work?
So we are keeping our timeframes, but we're in the development process now. So we have a lengthy period of time right now where we're going to be going in front of various boards. We're going to be designing the tower, and we're going to be doing a lot of cost benefit analysis. You know, how big are the unit sizes going to be? How much, you know, how many rooms is the hotel going to be? How much retail are we going to have? And looking at all the pluses and minuses, that's, you know, something we refer to as kind of going through a value engineering process. So we'll come out with our wish list of everything we want and maxing out the envelope. And then, you know, we may scale it back in certain areas, depending on what we think, you know, is going to be best for the market. To answer your question, yes, we are moving forward on our timeline. I had a very nice conversation with Alan Delisle last week. And, you know, him and Mayor Kreisman, they are really reaching out proactively to developers. And he came and said right away, he's like, if you need more time, we want to work with you. We want to make sure it gets done right. And, you know, I really appreciated that.
Well, first of all, because not all markets are like that, right? You've got properties in other places. You didn't get all those calls, right? So that's one thing different about St. Pete.
I got one call.
Wow.
And that was from St. Pete. And in their outlook on development is they're pro-development, they're pro-smart growth in St. Pete. And that's what's going to allow certain cities to come out of a dip in a lot better position than other cities, in my opinion.
Wow, that's just like our seed funders yesterday kind of gave us optimism that there really is still people moving. Now you and the development community kind of give us that encouragement as well. That it feels really good to all of us.
Yeah.
But it means changes too, right? Because like you talked about, you don't know if some of those uses are going to be the same, and residential is going to be the same. And so it's going to be kind of a learning curve for you guys as well.
Well, and it's across the board. So we were already ready to break ground on our project over in Madeira Beach, and the banks, you know, thankfully, you know, said, hey, let's give it 30 days and figure out what's going on here. And I don't know if there's going to be a lot of banks out there ready to fund a new hospitality project. you know, coming up in the next few months until things stabilize. So that's the reality. If I was going to break ground right this minute on our tower in St. Pete, you know, it would be difficult to even get the funding out there. I mean, you see what's going on with the banks, and banks aren't even sure how bad they're going to get hit. If people aren't paying their rent, and especially businesses that are closed down and they're not getting their loans paid, they're going to have to hoard some cash, you know, to come out of that. And so I'm just hopeful that in a couple years when we're ready to break ground, that, you know, we'll be firing all cylinders and we'll be ready to go in downtown St. Pete. Right. So.
It does call one thing that, you know, for our local government officials, and I know there's so many working so hard, that's still so important to help you guys keep the process moving. So making sure all those permitting and plans and approvals and all the regulations still would help. If we keep that moving, that'll keep you guys moving, right? And so we're ready. So we can't just shut down everything. And I think our city and Liz and her team and everybody have done a great job of trying to do is what you know, get everybody online and keep things moving as well.
I mean, Austin, absolutely. Yeah, please, Joe.
I'm curious about, I heard micro units, and I'd love to just dig in together. Made me curious about your vision for that property and city within a city. So what are some of the elements that make it a city within a city? And then how do you envision those micro units? Yep. What's sort of the demographic target for that?
Well, I think a city within a city, we've seen it in a bunch of other large, you know, in the New Yorks of the world. And there's one right now that's coming online in Boston that looks pretty dynamic. But I think it's an area where people can, I guess this isn't the right perfect time to talk about this with the virus going around, that people kind of get together within their building. And you're talking about, you know, we'll have a main area with a bar and a restaurant in the middle of the building. And so you're going to have your office workers coming up there for meetings. You're going to have your residences coming down. You're going to have your hotel guests in there. And so I look at it as I don't want to have, you know, a separate gym for the hotel and a separate gym for the residences and separate pool areas. I think we can do a bigger, bolder, recreational common area when we put it all together. And I think that interaction is a trend that you're seeing a lot in the market. And so that's what we're looking at from that kind of city within a city. And the micro units, I think the micro units have taken off in other markets. And if you look at the product that's on the market in St. Pete right now for one and two bedrooms, it's very difficult for our hospitality workers and a lot of workers in general to afford that. I'm not saying that it's not warranted because it's a great area to live, but I think on the other side of things, I think there's an opening in the market for some housing that's workforce style housing that may be a little bit lower in rent and allow people to be right in the downtown core.
That's great.
We talked a little bit prior to all COVID-19 about just office space in general. You're including a little bit. What is just what's your overall look prior to COVID-19 like of office space for St. Pete? Because when right before this hit, we were maxed out almost. Our EDC that we helped get started was bringing businesses in, and we're starting to really feel that crunch. What was your thoughts on office space?
So we are we worked out in our agreement with the city that we would put in 40,000 square feet of brand new office space, which is great for St. Pete. And we may, in fact, you know, part of our things, we may do more than that. Because I think that the market, as you know, has been underserved for a long time. You know, the last new office project was 30 years ago. There's not the necessary parking that accompanies some of the larger office spaces that you have throughout St. Pete. We're going to have ample parking for our office users. And I just see we come from a market up in Cambridge and Boston that is flourishing around certain uses like biotech and high tech. And I think with St. Pete's affiliations with Johns Hopkins and bringing in a lot of these tech companies, I think we're poised to have some you know, well-known users come into the area and rent office space. So I'm bullish. I'm really bullish about the office market, and hopefully we're going to be one of the first movers in there with new product.
First of all, I love that because we are too. And, you know, because we've seen it in the past too. Unfortunately, when there are disasters like this and markets get hit hard, and I'm not going to pick on a New York City, but we've always targeted New York City, and we've gotten some great companies out of New York City. But you imagine being in New York City right now, facing with all the high pressures of cost in general of space and labor, and then to have kind of this psychological warfare going on with what they're going through right now? I really believe there are going to be businesses and people that just want to get out of large major metro areas for what they've experienced right now. And St. Pete seems to be pretty attractive.
Well, and just to dovetail on that, that's a little more specific to the alliances that St. Pete has with Johns Hopkins and then kind of our experience up in Cambridge. I mean, we're in the mecca center, you know, the epicenter of all that is biotech in the world in Kendall Square in Cambridge. And those markets are going to be booming as not just drugs for the COVID-19 come out, but as they look to the future and they're developing other types of drugs to help this prevention of, you know, similar type pandemics that could pop up in the future. So I think you're going to see certain sectors just booming after this. And I think with some of the alliances that the city of St. Pete has already forged, I think that could be a real tangential benefit to the downtown area and the office space that's coming up.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, because we talked about, we have five targeted industries that we said were the ones that we needed to diversify, and life sciences, marine sciences, you know, some of those different specialized manufacturing, data analytics are all on that list. And our survey results are showing, you know, many of those are employing people right now, you know, hiring people at a clip they've never seen before. So yeah, that, you're right. I mean, that's what we really have to identify, is this is going to be a targeted recovery, and St. Pete seems like it might have the right kind of product and traction to win its fair share.
Well, and they're reaching out, you know, the city is reaching out proactively to these companies. And I think, you know, it's an easy sell. You know, hey, you've got 1,000 people working up here. Why don't you bring 200 of those people down here? You're going to be paying, you know, X amount less per employee because of the cost of living and different things like that. You have very favorable tax laws down in Florida. And I think, as you had said, along with what's happening in these big cities with this, you know, pandemic outbreak, I think they are going to start looking to do things like this and lower their costs as well as diversify their work groups.
Well, I certainly appreciate you jumping on with us today, because it's hard to feel optimistic when people are hurting so bad, but I really do, because of folks like yourself who see our future, who are investing in our future, who are helping out when they can. So I appreciate what you're doing for our community, and I look forward to finally getting to walk into one of those buildings you're going to build for us.
Right? Yeah, me too, Chris. Joe, Chris, thank you very much for having me on.